27 minutes after the hour. What hour are we talking about? Any hour. This hour is devoted to food. Yum. The situation you find yourself in because of the drought, we're going to be talking about that. We have a lot of agricultural news. What's been, I don't know if banned is the right way of putting it, Phil. Phil Lempert, who is my colleague, co-host. I'm his, he's mine. How do you like that? I've missed you the last couple of weeks.
I know. Well, I've been in New York. I've been in Antigua. I'm not sure where else I've been. But I've been out there just tasting all kinds of wonderful foods.
And he's been being. Remember that there was a movie with Peter Sellers? Do you remember that? I think it was called Being.
No.
You don't remember that?
Pink Panther. I only know Peter Sellers, Pink Panther.
No. Peter Sellers was good in some other things as well. I think one of them, one of the movies was Being. Later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis, who has great ways to take the information that Phil comes forth with every week. Come forth. That sounds like something you'd get in the Bible, right? Come forth, my son. Anyway, and we're gonna tie sort of cooking with food, which is part of what Phil does. Phil is the supermarket guru. Every day he has his news flash that you can get. Sign up for it, supermarketguru.com. Hits and misses. I think one of the things that I don't know that we put this categorically into a heading, but food news of the week is probably something that we ought to more directly discuss with folks who are interested in things like this apple recall, the slices that are supposedly contaminated. McDonald's has them, but apparently these things, once more, Phil, this plastic, we have people who are taking a product and they're preparing it and they're putting it in these plastic bags and sealing it, which is part of the problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, when you look at the absurdity of actually, you know, having to slice apples to get people to eat them, that's one end where we have to double the price of an apple, slice it, put it in plastic. But also, probably one of the biggest concerns that I have is the heads of a lot of these produce companies that, whether it be bagged lettuce or, you know, bagged apples and so on, have publicly said that they're not going to change their processing facilities because it's less expensive to deal with recalls than it is to change their factories. Something's wrong when we hear those kinds of statements.
Well, you've heard that sort of thing before. People in a more caustic way who run businesses, there are people who are, even when there's death involved, we're not going to change the way we do business because if few people die, we pay off the insurance claim. It's still cheaper for us to do whatever it is that we're doing. And that may be in the foodstuffs arena. It could be in any number of how you make cars. Remember they used to say when the problem with the Pinto came up, hey, we're going to keep making them this way because the number of people that will die by the car exploding is we'll pay off, you know, their insurance claims, and it's still cheaper for us to make the car way we make it. What wonderful thinking. Isn't that great? That's wonderful.
Exactly, and that's our problem. You know, we really have to get back to some basics here and understand, especially when it comes to our food supply, that, you know, sometimes less is more. You know, do we really need bagged lettuces, you know, when we have recall after recall, or, you know, bagged apple slices and so on? It really doesn't get people to, you know, understand the food any better. And in fact, I would suggest that as a result of it, people are getting lazier, and frankly, the food is more tasteless.
Well, we have, in terms of listeria and E. coli and salmonella and all these things, they're all part of coliform counts. Most people, they see these headlines. Most of the information is bad because the reporters are bad. They do a bad job. They don't dig into things. When's the last time you saw someplace in print or somewhere electronically an explanation of coliform and how E. coli, listeria, salmonella, all of these other bacteria fit into this broad heading? You see this apple slices sold at McDonald's recalled over listeria fears. What's listeria?
Right.
Right? Wait. Nobody knows what listeria is. We have possible listeria contamination. What is that?
Well, you know, we look for the headlines. That's the reality of media. If you take a look even during the whole Olympic, broadcasting and so on, NBC has come under severe criticism for what they are showing and what they're not showing and what they're talking about. So, you know, we as a nation have to demand more depth, if you would, versus just, you know, taking the headline and reacting to it.
You know, we just spent a couple hours, as we do before you come on every week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert. He's your colleague, my colleague, and he's the equivalent on the medical side of you being the expert around the I think you have more of a, how do I best say this in the most tactful way? You have more individual credibility because the niche that you've carved out is so unique and so needed. Nobody else does what you do when it comes to shopping at the stores, understanding food, the issues of our well-being when it surrounds food. So when you come across all of this stuff, and I'm sure you've been called already by various media outlets, the television shows that you're on with regularity, etc., people asking for a little more input. And when you get down and dirty, when you give them information that's important but sometimes detailed, they cut it out, right? Because it's more than 30 seconds. We got to cut out. All we need is 30 seconds. Well, what the hell are you saying 30 seconds?
Absolutely. You know, what people want in the media, and again, you know, we're demanding it as viewers or as consumers, is we just want the headline. We just want somebody to say, okay.
But you don't know anything from that. You learn nothing.
Correct.
You're doing yourself. Here's the bottom line. I know I'm getting a little animated about this, but it underscores what you and I have been saying for the years we've done this program. Every single time there is a problem like this, first of all, the information you get is either wrong or inconclusive or incomplete, and it never underscores what the real problem is. Now, maybe there's a design. Maybe I'm getting cynical here, Phil. Maybe by design they don't tell you what the real bottom line is because they want you to be scared. So the next time you see something that's associated with what you think is dangerous, you'll be scared again.
Well, you know, I don't know that. You know, I don't think that people are doing it intentionally. I think that people are just, you know, looking for the easy way out, looking for somebody else to make, you know, the decision for them.
Well, that's pretty dangerous. And
it's very, very
not an educated. Yeah, that's not. That's not. And by the way, after you get done with the first line in the story, no illnesses have been reported. Who's reading that? They don't see that. They just see listeria fear. Oh, my God, we better not go to McDonald's. We better not buy sliced apples. Well, as Phil pointed out, the most practical reason for you not to buy sliced apples is because they cost twice as much as an apple.
And they taste horrible.
And they're awful.
They taste horrible.
They've been browned out. It's just ridiculous. But yet people will pay it.
They won't brown out because of what they're coated with.
Oh, right. Exactly.
But, I think when we look at the whole fast food wars that continually are going on, if you look at what's gone on in the past couple weeks with Chick-fil-A, with their CEO coming out against gay marriage, number one. Now you look at Papa John, pizza, where they're coming out anti-president and pro-Romney and stuff. This is getting absurd. This
is crazy.
Silly.
It is.
Where we have, you know, these CEOs of these food companies all of a sudden becoming political leaders. Give me a break. Have you ever had a Papa John pizza? It's horrible.
It's awful.
Maybe he should worry about his pizza. Versus politics.
Yeah, well, but you see what he wants. Here's the psychology behind it. He sees what all the publicity he's gotten for the guy at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't really give a darn one way or another. It's free speech. You can say what you want. Because the guy that runs Chick-fil-A says, I don't like this, that doesn't mean I'm going to immediately. That's how absurd this is. Immediately, everybody's going to change their point of view because the guy who runs Chick-fil-A says, blankety, 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 blank. That's how nonsensical this is. But the other side of it is, I understand Chick-fil-A. I've never been to one. I think we have some in the L.A. area.
They're fabulous.
I've heard they were very good. Yeah,
they're fabulous, but I will never go back to one again.
Well, but then the political side of this is all these hosts who have this last week or so since you've been gone gotten onto this bandwagon, and they have the Chick-fil-A's are running out of food, and they've had a great. This guy, although I'm sure what he said wasn't meant to be taken as it has, but in this era of everybody gets scrutinized, you can have some quote in some obscure little, this was a little newsletter for the Baptist Church this guy gets quoted in, and immediately becomes front page international news. There are people in Europe who are talking about this. And so you can't hide anymore. And so when you say stuff like this and it becomes politicized, or why, if you're in business, would you ever say anything? Not that you ought not to be able to, but if you're going to expect to build your business and grow it to its fullest potential, the best way not to grow it is to take some statement like the gentleman from Chick-fil-A. You immediately alienate some of the people who might otherwise enjoy your food, i.e. you, Phil.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there may be people who support it on one side, and it was fun, and they listened to the stuff go back and forth, and it became, like a cartoon. And then, so the guy who's running Papa John's says, well, look at all the publicity Chick-fil-A got. Maybe I better jump in on it as well. But Papa John's, the difference is Papa John's pizza sucks. And Chick-fil-A is very good, so. Oh, my God, people are so funny. It is really, I shouldn't say Papa John's pizza.
Well, no. It's true.
It's not great. So Domino's, that's another guy. What's his name? Monahan? For a long time, he was very big in a lot of Catholic circles and making pronouncements about this, that, or the other thing. And he saw the value of his stock go down 30% after he made some. You ever hear him say anything again? No, not a word. So maybe there's a lesson there. All right. So we are talking about food news of the week, and you can count on us continuing with that in our minds. It's 20 minutes after the hour.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
All that good stuff. We're talking about the fear created over misinformation that comes in the form of news media stories, talking about in this circumstance listeria, the food. What do you know about Ready Pack Foods of Swedesboro, New Jersey? They're apparently the culprit here when it comes to these apple slices. What do you know about them? Anything?
Well, you know, Ready Pack has been around for a long time, and they're a good company. But the problem is when we really take a look at our food supply and what we're forcing, you know, on food manufacturers is we want the ultimate convenience. We want the cheapest food possible, and forget about, you know, taste and nutrition and all those kinds of things that are probably even more important when it comes to food. So, you know, I think a lot of these companies are just trying to give us as consumers what we're looking for, and I think that we're part of the problem.
We are. We may be the most part of the problem. Anyway, the product we're talking about, these apple slices, also available on Wawa, the convenience store chain, Wegmans grocery stores, which is pretty large. The upper Midwest and now East Coast, Wegmans, New York State, is that where they are mostly?
Well, you know, Wegmans started in upstate New York, and now they're all the way down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And they're probably one of the best chains that are out there, both from a customer service standpoint, as well as, you know, really understanding what consumers want. So, you know, it really underscores the fact that it's not the retailer that really has anything to do with a lot of these recalls.
Well, but and the suppliers, more and more, it's becoming the same as with everything else. There are fewer choices. So no matter how many different stores there may be that are selling, there are Albertsons, Publix, Stop and Shop, Ralph's, Vaughn's. You can name a dozen or two dozen of these food store chains, the big supermarket chains around the country. They all get their food from many of the same sources. So you don't have, if there's a Publix on one corner and an Albertsons on another, if you go into the store, you're going to see a whole heck of a lot of the same, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we have to remember that because of consolidation, there are very few companies that are out there that are producing things. In fact, if you take a look at meat, beef in particular, you know, there's probably four major processing facilities in the country.
And that's it.
That's
Bill Lempert is the supermarket guru. Supermarketguru.com is his website. Get the sign up for hits and misses and the food that he's testing. This week, speaking of beef, the way red meat is cooked, a story on cancer, carcinogens, red meat, not probably fish, because you wouldn't cook fish that way, but chicken on the grill. Bad. Do you ever do that? Do you ever cook your meat or chicken or anything on the grill?
Absolutely, and I grill fish on the grill all the time, and the trick there is to actually put it in aluminum foil. But I think the grill is among, you know, the best ways to cook.
Why bother to put it on the grill if you're going to put it in aluminum foil? It seals it, so why just put it in the oven?
No, you know, I still think it tastes better.
Really?
On the grill, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, but the stuff from the wood or the coal is what, if you burn your steak, people say, ah, yum, burned steak. It's very dangerous.
Absolutely.
Very dangerous. All right, so popcorn. You have seen the information about popcorn this week. Store-bought popcorn that you would microwave apparently is now a no-no because if you eat enough of it, you get Alzheimer's.
Well, I'm not sure that study, and yes, I looked at that study. The problem that we have with so many of these studies, and even like the Dirty Dozen from the Environmental Working Group, you know, you look at these things, and then when you read down, back to your earlier point, Doug, when you read down, you would have to consume, like, I don't know, 9,000 bananas a day to really be affected by the pesticides that are on them.
Right.
And so on. You know, we need to read the entire thing if we're going to be, you know, successful about it. And I think that's the biggest problem that we've got. You know, again, back to what we talked about before, we only look at the headlines.
Bruised bananas apparently are very effective in helping you ward off certain types of cancer. Did you see that this week?
No.
Bruised bananas. There's something in the bruising. Can you believe this?
No.
By the way, I'm not making that up. I saw that. I'm trying to remember. I think I talked about it on the air maybe on Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Bruised bananas, you know, the kind that you would make some kind of banana bread with because they're not any good for anything else. But that stuff apparently is very effective. By the way, who would be the first one to look at a bruised banana and want to study it and think that it's going to have some impact? Who's the guy who thought of that first?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of these university studies are very helpful. I think the problem is that they get released to the general public, and that's when we have all this misinformation going on. You know, let's study these things. Let's give it to the proper bodies, whether it's the government for food safety, whether it's food companies and the like. But just releasing these to the general public all the time in order to get, you know, funding for your next study,
yeah,
I think there's more harm than good.
Supermarket guru, author, consumer trends expert, Phil Lempert on the Good Day Weekend program. We'll be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis in a moment here. Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, is here with us. We always spend an hour a week talking about the food news. Phil is eminent in his profession. He is a fellow that's known around the country and around the world as being the best in the field of overall supervision is the right word. Would you say supervision? Overviewing is better than supervision. When it comes
observing.
To
observing.
You know, he's an observer.
My job is simple. I go into supermarkets. I tap people on the shoulder. I say, why did you buy this? Why didn't you buy that?
And they say to you, oh, it's Phil Leppard. I've seen you on TV. Oh, can I have your autograph? And you never get an answer to the question, right?
No, typically they just run and hide.
Ah, perfect. All right. Well, here's somebody you can run and hide from. Chef Louis DeAngelis is also with us. He is a regular part of the Good Day program, as is Phil. But I don't think the two of you have ever met, and I thought this is a great opportunity because you're both, in a sense, involved in the same sort of things. Phil is the one who finds the good food, and Louis does something with it. And so I thought, by the way, I want you to know, full disclaimer here, Phil, Louis made me a pie that he sent to me about 3 weeks ago. It hasn't arrived on the scene yet.
It's still not there, Doug?
It's still not here.
I'm going to the post office this morning. I'll put a tracer. So, I can't believe that. I'll send another one.
Well, now, listen, but Phil's going to love this, though. Phil will absolutely love this. I admonished Louis a couple of... Well, it was last week, I think. Because Louis is a great chef, Phil.
Right.
And so he's talking about making great pies and stuff with the in-season fruits, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and I made my mouth water. So I said, Louis, I want you to make me one of these pies and send it to me. So he did that. What he didn't do was put it in a, he didn't send it, he sent it by a Pony Express. I think that really is what the bottom line is. And so,
priority, you know, this is why we have so many problems. I sent a priority mail to the U.S. Post Office.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Somebody's eating pie. And
that's what I was thinking. Like the guys at the airport that go through your bag. You put the bag under the plane. Before it gets under the plane, some guy in the line is opening it up to see what goodies you got in there that he can take home to his wife.
As you're sitting in the plane, you look out the window and you see the guy driving the truck that moved your plane. And he's wearing your hat.
Yeah,
you know you got a problem.
All right. So the reason I wanted to put the two of you fellows together is because, as I said a few minutes ago, you're both sort of in the same church, maybe different pews. And so with Phil's expertise in food and where to get it, and Louis's expertise at taking the food and doing great things with it, I thought we ought to talk about using that which is available seasonally. And I don't know, Phil, whether you think that we still can find good produce that is not local. I mean, for the most part, we underscore locavore. Louis is from Florida. A lot of great food, a lot of produce is grown down there, but it's shipped out of there. Can we find good things like strawberries? We have these national brands now that compete with the local farmers. You always seem to find when strawberries are in season, for example, people are obviously wanting to have the local stuff. And you see the difference between the things that come from the local grower and the things that come from, let's say, Driscoll's. How does Driscoll achieve produce that it does versus what the local growers are doing? You want to give us a primer in that?
Sure. Well, I happen to be a fan of Driscoll's. I've been to their facility. In fact, when we did our Food Sense PBS special, we actually visited there and did a lot of footage there. They do it really well. And I think what they've been able to do is raise the consumption, in particular of berries, blueberries and strawberries and raspberries, throughout the country by having a very efficient operation. Having said that, there's no question that if you can get, you know, blueberries or strawberries or raspberries that have been grown, you know, within a mile of where you're buying it and they were picked that morning, they're going to have better flavor and better taste.
Will they be better for you?
No, absolutely not.
Not better for
you. There's no nutritional difference. I mean, the one thing to remember is that the longer any fruit or vegetable is in the ground or on the vine, the more nutrients and the more flavor it will have. So, you know, you could say that yes, a strawberry that's grown locally might have a little bit more nutrition, but I think it's going to be more about the flavor than anything else.
All right, so Louis, if you were taking what Phil has said to heart, how would you prepare? Once you take these items that we're talking about, and mostly we're talking about fruits at the moment, fresh fruit or stuff that's transported, how do you take advantage of that product that is a naked strawberry, for example, a naked blueberry, a naked raspberry, and turn it into something that's even yummier than what you're given as a naked fruit?
Well, you know, first of all, I take a little issue to that because, you know, I believe that we should eat in season with what's local. And there's nothing better than the local ground that it's grown in. You know, you take strawberries, for example, which is very dear to me. We've got the best strawberries in the world, I believe, and they come out from January. You know, February really is the big peak until about April, right here in Florida. Now, you take those, and what Phil said, and Phil, you're right, the longer they're in the ground, the more nutrients they get. But now, you can go to a grocery store any time of the year and buy strawberries. You know, they're force-grown. It's like these hothouse tomatoes out of Canada. You can buy them all year round. And not only is it the flavor not there, but the nutrients really aren't there. You know, you see, we have a season as a body, and I've gone over this with so many doctors. For example, spring is a time for ulcers, okay? People say, why is that? Is it allergies? Is it this? No, it's because the change of season puts stress on your body. Well, the same thing with the earth. There's a change of season puts stress on the earth. And when they rotate crops, certain crops that are grown after another crop add nutrients to the ground that you just can't duplicate in hothouses or in mass-produced farms. And when you stay in sync with what's growing, I think you're just better off. I really do. And when you take strawberries or blueberries, you know, we have them both. We're so lucky here in Florida. I mean, we grow everything that you could possibly imagine here. It's, you know, stock up on them when they're fresh. And they don't really pick them that much sooner to ship them to New York or New Jersey or to California because you're talking one day's trip anymore. Everything's flown out.
Well, the one thing to remember, though, Chef, is that, you know, I'm in California, and Doug is here half the time. You're in Florida. We're very lucky, and we're very spoiled. You talk about Iowa, Idaho. You know, you talk about most of the country. There is nothing that's local. It's wheat, and it used to be corn up until the drought. You know, the problem is that they can't grow strawberries in most of the country.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, nowadays we are so international that nationally there isn't a state in the United States that's not 24 hours away. You know, I talked to the tomato growers here in Florida, which Florida tomatoes are just fantastic. And they get 2 to 3 crops from them, and they rotate what's growing in the plot where the tomatoes are, so they get good nutrients in the ground. And a lot of these are flown out, you know, or trucked out. And by truck, you're talking 2 days to get it to Iowa from here. I mean, they have the same luxury we have. They're just a day later or 2 days later in getting them.
But it's not local.
That tomato.
But it's not local.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the ever-shrinking universe, you know, the world, to me, local, you know, I don't, you know, Florida is local now to everybody because of the transportation and being able to ship stuff out. I look at non-local as something like in the middle of summer when you buy, you know, you can find pumpkin that's grown in, you know, out of the country, or you buy bananas that are grown in Costa Rica all year round. And to me, that's when the problem is, because now you got a two-week delay in picking to table. You know, but I think if it's statewide, you know, and I'm not pushing just because it's Florida, but I buy a lot of California vegetables too. And to me, that's just as fresh because it's just as local.
All right. Well, so there's a subtle disagreement, and that's fine. People can disagree about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what we do with it, what you produce after you take, I mean, eating these things just by themselves is fun. But yet you have a lot of fun, Louis, in converting this stuff into other forms, most of them bad for you.
Well, let's take, look at some of the summer vegetables. Some of the top vegetables that you get in the summer. Number one is blueberries. Okay? Right now, blueberries are at their peak. And there's, I mean, you could just go on and on, make pies, make breads, make muffins. Everything could be frozen. The blueberries, you can quick parboil them and put them in bags and freeze them. Corn is hitting its peak now in Florida. And we talk about, you know, and it's a shame because you were talking about the media before, what they do to you. You know, yeah, there's a drought and that corn price is going to go up. It's $8.75 a bushel right now. But you got to remember, 90% of that corn in the Midwest, you know, like you said, read down the paragraphs, 90% of that corn is feedlot corn. You know, the rest of the corn I eat is Florida corn, Carolina corn.
Well, you know, the corn used to grow, a lot of, as you're suggesting, the corn crop is used to grow other things that we eat.
Yes.
The things that are this fructose corn syrup and corn, that's for humans, but the corn that's used to feed beef or
right.
chickens or whatever it is.
That
and all
price
that.
Would go up.
Yeah, oh yeah. I saw this week price up 6% in the last mm-hmm. month, and the average, I think, I don't know, Phil, we actually haven't talked about this because it's been a couple of weeks since we were actually down and dirty with this. 4% a month is what some people say you can expect for the rest of the year in terms of increasing food because of the drought, which is, according to the Department of Agriculture, going to cut the yield by 15 to 20%. And that's why futures are at 8, what'd you say, 8.75 this week
yeah.
for corn?
Yeah, it's
so
horrible.
That affects
corn feed.
Yeah, but that affects
right in the shelves.
Bread, cereal, what else?
Well, if you take a look at the impact of corn, remember that about 40% of all corn now goes for ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Of the remaining 60%, about half of that actually is used for export. So we wind up with very little, and as you pointed out, what we've got is we've got most of that not being used to make, you know, Chef Louis' great grilled corn or anything else, but really being used for feed. And as a result of that, we're going to see much higher beef prices and poultry prices throughout the end of the year. And it's not a surprise. Again, back in February, and we talked about this when the USDA's 20-year forecast came out, they said this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
When we look at the global climate change that we've had, food prices are going to go up considerably.
Well, usage is up because we have more population. There's a number of different things that enter into all of this. The international markets, we are selling some of our stuff that the average person says, hey, why don't we keep it here? Goes on the Chicago Merc and it gets sold and shipped to China or wherever else it will go, and it doesn't stay here. So how does that affect what we are able to feed people? The price of it, as it becomes more expensive, more people are hungry, right?
And you look at market-driven prices and market-driven products, it's cheaper for a lot of farmers to just export their foods. Because they, you know, right at the rail siding, just export it rather than to go.
Well, they don't even know.
Oftentimes,
Louis, they don't even know what's going to happen. They sell it on the market, and it could go to some local grain bin, or it could go onto a ship and be sent down the Mississippi and out into the Gulf and down to South America. It just goes here, there, and everywhere. And that sort of brings us around to another thing you mentioned, and this is part of what we all ought to know. We have the dumbing down of America that really is a problem for all of us in almost every aspect of our lives. What we eat, how we take care of our bodies, et cetera, how we live our lives. If I don't know if anybody else has even observed this, or maybe if I was a better engineer and designer, I could figure out how to do this. When we talk about corn, we're talking about the items that are on the ear. When you talk about the corn harvest and bushels of corn, that is the kernel of the corn that comes off the cob. And normally that's not harvested until after the frost, when the kernel is harder. So at this time of year, when the corn is maturing, most of these guys wait until it is beyond the frost season, or at least until the corn is way beyond its peak, and they harvest it. But what happens is, if you ever stop along the highway and watch, or go to a farm that is a grain farm, and see what comes out of the chute and goes into the truck, it's just the kernels of corn. Meanwhile, you've got a stalk that's probably 10 feet tall, that is green, that could be used for ethanol production or could be used for feed, that just spit out onto the ground, stays there, and isn't used for anything. And that's part of the problem, how the mechanization of this all, we could have much, much better usage of the product itself if somebody would use all of the product instead of just part of the product. You know, am I making myself clear, or do I sound
absolutely
cool?
That's why people use home composters. And that's the perfect example of it, because that goes back into the ground whole, and it really makes the earth much more nutritious.
It does, but you could take out of it the stuff, the green stuff in the stock, and use it for ethanol production, which is part of what we're talking about here. Stand by, Chef Louis DeAngelis and Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, on Good Day Weekend.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and do you remember this song? Remember. Well, it's a wonderful song talking about memory. Now, the minute you hear the word remember, what do you think about? Well, most of us think about the past. Do you remember when this happened? Do you remember when that happened? Do you remember when we were all together? Do you remember when we fell in love, etc.? But you know what? The word remember actually has a different and better meaning. What do I mean? Well, it talks about the future. Really? How about this? Did you remember that this Sunday we need to do this? Did you remember to take your action list and get it done in the future? You see, there are so many words and so many things in life when we look at the past, but we actually should look at the future and plan the future. So from this moment on, remember the future. Remember what you have to do. Remember what you will do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Food news, the focus. The man in charge of the food news is none other than the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has a new app, the Smarter Shopping app. How's that doing, by the way?
It's doing great, and in fact, we're just about ready to launch yet another feature for it, which is going to be the ultimate shopping list. We actually are partnering with a company called AnyList. These are some ex-Apple engineers who have put together the consummate shopping list. So stay tuned, and we're going to have that out there soon.
That sounds very cool. All right, our project this week is to put Phil together with Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's a participant in the Good Day program during the week. Sometimes you hear him here on the weekend. He has great expertise in actually preparing cooking. He goes around the Southeast and fixes restaurants that are in trouble. But on his own, left to his own devices, he would cook all day and all of the night. Isn't there a song? Who did that? The Kinks. All day, cook all day and all of the night.
And the good part about that is you get to eat all day and eat all night.
Yeah. There you go.
So what will we have this summer, though?
Say again?
You know, look at all the great vegetables, though, that we do have right now. Phil, I mean, you go into grocery stores, there's eggplant, hot peppers, coming to peak, kohlrabi, shallots, zucchini. The list goes on what's really fresh right now, and you can incorporate that into everything you cook.
Isn't that the case is... If you look around, to sort of your point, both Phil and Louis, in terms of what we have in stores and how the stores are recognizing the local boy movement, you never used to see in any of the big supermarkets, here's local produce from X farm in X town. Now you see that in at least most of the supermarkets around where I am here, and I think I've seen it in California. I know I've seen it in New Mexico, and I went to Albuquerque to visit the station there. I remember going into this store, which was basically a locavore store. It was like a supermarket, and every single thing in the store was labeled as to where it came from. I thought that was fascinating, and more people want that. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. Here in Florida, yeah, I know the local Sweet Bay. That I shopped at all the years I lived in Lake Placid. The managers were given, full rein to be able to buy from the local farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was great.
Does that cost more money, Phil, when you buy from the local guys versus somebody who's shipping stuff around, as Louis was talking about before?
It depends on where you are in the country. Certainly in California, in Florida, no. In the northeast part of the country, this time of year, no. But for, the Midwest, yes. And I know you hate Walmart, but I've got to tell you something.
I don't like them.
Walmart has done a great job of buying local and really reinforcing their infrastructure to support local farmers around the country.
I go into
they've done it because it's more cost effective.
Is it? It doesn't have anything to do with their customers wanting it. It just is all about them.
You know, customers, and Phil, hear me out on this. I'm sure you're going to agree. You know, we're consumer-driven, and in the middle of winter, people want watermelon. They have an urge for it, and the grocery stores are only happy to comply by bringing it in from Chile. You know, this consumer-driven idea like that, instead of people calming down and eating the seasonal local foods, I think that's really hurt the market.
Absolutely, and I would agree with that totally. You know, what we had talked about before is we as consumers want what we want at the cheapest price possible and forget about, you know, the taste, flavor, or nutrients of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Until we can get past that, we're going to have problems.
I wonder if eating foods, there's a story, we've got about a minute left here, about anti-inflammatory properties that are in apples and blueberries and green tea and grapes and sweet potatoes and stuff. Do they have less of that if they have been shipped around and there isn't as much nutrition? I think they have them, but one just wonders about the properties.
The longer something is off the vine or out of the ground, it starts to denigrate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an apple that's been in storage for a year, year and a half, before you eat it, guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to have less of everything, whether it's flavor. It's still going to be bright red, but less flavor and less nutrients.
By the way, yeah. It would be interesting to see the impact here in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, the Delmarva, into New York and New England, because we had an early spring, a lot of things came out and then went away. Apples. You can't find an apple around here. You cannot find a local apple. I haven't been able to find one yet. These guys are all scratching their heads wondering, what are we going to do for apples and pears and stuff when it gets into season, which is coming up pretty quickly here. Anyway, lots of great stimulating conversation. Thank you, gentlemen. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out supermarketguru.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.